Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Director Alan Irvine is here with us on Berg Vivant this evening. Welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, and you will be directing Shakespeare here in the very near future.
That's right.
The Bard himself. And if there is one thing that you and Shakespeare have in common, it is storytelling. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
So what really, in your opinion, as an experienced storyteller and also director of Shakespeare, really constitutes a good story?
Okay, well, obviously we've got to have a gripping plot. Things have to happen to characters that we're interested in. That's really probably the key, is those characters that we want to know what happens to them. And then something interesting needs to happen to them.
And I think Shakespeare in many ways is kind of the master of that, seeing as how he's still very popular and relevant after, what is it now, almost 500 years, 400?
400 and some, yeah.
He's still going. He's still going strong.
He's doing good.
So Henry V is the project that you will be tackling with Pittsburgh,
right?
Shakespeare in the Parks. And that is Shakespeare outdoors, very New York, very in, and also very old, too, because they've been doing that for about as long as Shakespeare's been around, too. Now, what I find interesting is that in 13 years of Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks history, this is the first Shakespeare history that they've tackled.
Right. Yeah, and part of that's just they're a little bit more difficult to do for a company like us, which has small productions. And of course, the history plays have dozens and dozens of characters, some who show up, you know, once, one little scene, a couple of lines. Yeah. So that's always a challenge. They're not as well known to American audiences. So I think we've also held off until we've got a big enough sort of core audience that's going to want to sort of come out to shows that they may not recognize immediately. Although even if people don't recognize the title Henry V, when you say, oh, that's the one with the Band of Brothers speech.
Right,
right. Into the Breach, Dear Friends. People say, oh, okay, that one.
Yeah. And the setting it in the outdoors, I mean, what might we be looking forward to here that, for those of us who may have seen a production of this particular Shakespeare play before, what's going to be different about staging this outdoors in the park?
Well, what we're really looking at is not just that it's outdoors, but we don't even have a stage, lights, anything like that. So it's on the ground, it's on the level with the audience. That allows it to go in and out of the audience, which is really going to allow us to have a cast of several hundreds.
Oh, including the audience.
Including the audience.
Wow. So they'll become the army then at one point?
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
Those two big speeches, they're delivered to the audience. The characters will be in there with the people. The other thing that people remember about this play is the night before the big battle of Agincourt, Henry goes out into his army in disguise and sits down with the common soldiers. And so that's going to be people in the audience. He will sit down with some people with their picnic blanket and converse.
So bring some extra cheese and crackers, just in case.
That's right. He may be hungry.
A guest drop in from the cast. Yeah. That's pretty good. So an immersive experience, we can call this, I
absolutely,
suppose.
Yeah.
Fully equipped with, I assume, some fight choreography. Do we have any dramatics of that nature going on?
There's little bits, but Shakespeare actually very carefully make sure we don't see battles in this one.
Oh, very economical for the stage. Yes,
yeah, sure. And I think it's because he was writing this in 1599. Which is a year in which the company was having all sorts of financial problems. This is the year in which they famously tore down their theater and moved it across town.
Oh, wow.
But you know, they tore it down at Christmas time and they couldn't start building it until spring. So at the point that this play is being written, they've got lawsuits with the owner of the original land. They've got to pay rent on the new land. They've got to pay rent on a warehouse for the dismantled theater.
Wow.
They've got to keep cash aside to pay carpenters to put it up. And that means they got to rent somebody else's theater when they want to put on a play.
So here, 500 years later, theaters are still having the same issues. That's amazing.
So my theory is he very carefully wrote this so that there's no expensive battle scene.
Right, they so the memo, Mr. Yep. Shakespeare, all battles he must take place offstage per management.
Yeah.
Wow, pretty neat. This is happening outdoors in the park every weekend in September. Yeah. Is that right? Now, September weather can be a little fickle. What happens if it does rain?
Bring an umbrella.
All right.
And you'll have a nice, close, personal experience, because unless it's absolutely pouring down, we will go on.
All right.
And I've been in the audience a couple times for shows where they were done in the rain. There were like 24 people who showed up under our umbrellas, and the cast quickly reblocked everything to take into account that it's pouring rain and they didn't want to be in the mud. And it was actually a very fun experience.
And I imagine that you may be, witnessing some of these scenes take place during rainfall could add an interesting cachet to an otherwise dramatic situation. So just bundle up.
Well, particularly because the whole bit about Agincourt and the big battle is that Henry's army has been marching through the fall landscape in northern France. They're wet, they're tired. There's several remarks about our army, poor, wet, starving.
So do you know how much you'd have to pay for special effects like that if you wanted to make it happen on cue? So you should cross your fingers that it rains.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, if it does, make an extra point to get there with your galoshes and raincoat.
You'll get the real authentic experience.
So I imagine, are you rehearsing out in the park or when you do
rehearsals? We're on the weekends. We're inside during the week just so that we can go later. We don't have to stop at sundown. But on Saturdays and Sundays, we're out in the different parks. So
how are people reacting? They might be jogging by and things they're seeing, these dramatic scenes being played out. Did you get any funny reactions or anything?
Yeah, well, we had a particularly fun one just yesterday. I said the big battles are offstage, but we do have little bits of fights. And there's one scene where an English soldier is pursuing a French soldier to capture for ransom. And we just finished sort of blocking that out, so the French soldier's coming in, trips, falls. It's being played by a young woman who then injures her leg. She's brandishing a knife. This much bigger guy who's playing the Englishman is coming at her. And so as we're doing this, and we've got this guy looming over a much smaller woman there, we hear a voice from back by the sidewalk say, "Hey, leave that girl alone." Now, at first, none of us reacted because we figured, well, it's somebody watching and they're just joking around.
Yeah.
So we kept going with it. And then we hear him again, "Hey, leave that girl alone." And we turn to see this big guy, about 6'6", a big giant bulldog. And he's not running, but he is forcefully coming in to break up this fight.
Wow.
And we had to stop and then reassure him, no, that's not really a fight. You're not in trouble. This is a play. And he started to get embarrassed. And we said, no, don't get embarrassed.
That's such a sweet story. Great. Look, Pittsburgh is full of heroes. Look at that.
Absolutely.
I hope he's going to come see the show now.
Yeah, he said he'd come.
So even your rehearsals are an immersive experience. Yeah. With those who are around you, that's great. But wait, she had a knife, didn't she?
She did.
I think we're maybe evenly matched there a little bit. But no, that's cool that he got involved. Oh, that's great. So again, it's Henry V. Again, every weekend in September. Shenley Park, correct?
Park for our first weekend. Then I think we're Highland Park the second, Arsenal, and then back to Frick.
Yeah, and we'll have the links attached to the video here where folks can get tickets and see the schedule. And we're very much looking forward to your second production with Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks. Mm-hmm. Audience may remember your production of The Tempest
about five years ago.
So we're looking forward to seeing your Henry V. Mm-hmm. Alan, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Indeed. Yeah. As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.